Welcome to another episode of Cosmic Insight. I am your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here up in the mountains here of North Carolina in a snowstorm. I'm so excited, Hillis.
I know Rebecca is never at home.
No.
Especially the past year, you are never at home, which is good. You're getting out
Yeah,
in the
that's what I wanted
world.
to do. So I'm creating that world, That's what I need to do. I got a lot of grid work to do and land clearing to do. So got to be out and about right now. But
Yeah.
right now, I'm very blessed to be with a beautiful friend, Angela. She's sitting right next to
Oh.
me. You see, I'll move over real quick in this beautiful cabin. This is
Hi.
Angela. She's joining us tonight on the
Peace,
side.
peace.
And sitting here enjoying this snowstorm. And so I'm excited.
I am too, but before we get tonight, just want
Your
to
announcements.
quick announcement. So everyone, thank you for continuing to support us. Share the show with your friends and family, and continue to donate when you can. We appreciate it so much. Also, tomorrow there is still time for you to register for my psychic healing and psychic eat and healing event. I'm a little tongue-tied now, but yeah, psychic healing and psychic healing, yeah, psychic and healing event
Psychic.
tomorrow.
Love it.
So yeah, so you can register at the by clicking on the link in the description. You guys are more than welcome to register now. The event starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there will be no replay. But also want to say hello to the new people, John, and blessed be the best. I can't remember your name because you guys were on Joan
John.
show this week. So thank you guys for popping over to subscribe and watch over here. And Indigo, Deborah, and everyone, we thank you for your loyalty and staying up late with us.
Yes, hello everyone, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. So much gratitude and appreciation for everyone that takes time out of their time to spend time with us. So on this Friday night for a cosmic tune-up.
Yes, I know. And so, Rebecca and I was having an interesting discussion before we got on, and it was
Angela.
about, and Angela, yes. So this helped to spark this conversation about which kind of is interesting enough and how it coincides with the topic I've been talking about for almost a month now, is 4D energy and how we're shifting into this 4D energy, and how this 4D energy is really helping us to move and shift and release things that we no longer want. And so what we were talking about prior to the show was about soul contracts. So Rebecca, you want to start with that?
Oh, and we were also talking about life commitment or life contracts, like
Ah,
universal,
yeah, life contracts, soul contracts.
not so much soul contracts. Actually, Angela and I were talking about it before Hillis and I started talking, so we thought we'd bring it as an interesting subject and tune in if anybody has any insight. So Angela had asked me, I have Cosmos here too, if what her, my belief was with life contracts and in the with the universe, and how I feel about it right now is, yes, we did have contracts, but right now we're in a new paradigm. We're in a new world, moving into this new energy that those are obsolete now for those people that are waking up and move on, where we before we had those, but now all that karma and everything is dropping away, and we are in the transformation, individually as well as in a collective, of moving in to create something brand new that has never happened. Now we are in the midst right now of all those contracts, kind of ending with what we did have, all that karma, I mean, so all that stuff is kind of ending to open to this new world as the outside world and the collective right now is crumbling around us as everything's going on in the world. We don't need to bring that in, but that is part of this energy right now, which is like this. It's just ebb and flow and up and down, and that's kind of what we're in because we are creating new. And so this time has never been created before. We are in that last wave of everything, of a new creation in the age of Aquarius with everything happening. And that's very important too right now, with that coming into the new moon in Aquarius is all like setting the attentions for that for that newbie? And I know a lot of people. And how about you, Hillis? Like, how are you feeling as far as like, because I know myself, I've been struggling with who I was, all the beliefs I had, everything that was going on in my world. You know, when I was real sick, I kind of went through this into who do I want to be now? How do I want to show up? What do I want to do? And how do I merge those two together to create this alignment and this balance of both of those energies that have been out of balance within myself so I can move forward to create my world and be in the energy that I desire to be in this new, beautiful unfoldment of life that's happening. And so that's my explanation on that.
So, you know, what's real interesting about this is, you know, I am always going, and I'm getting a bit emotional as I talk about this, but I'm always going to remember September of 2021. Mm-hmm. Because that, for me, is when my whole life changed, because I dedicated time to myself to do plant medicine. And mm-hmm. mushrooms and ayahuasca and San Pedro and peyote and everything under the sun, Cambo, everything under the sun for the whole entire month, I was gone. Mm-hmm. So, which I felt I did a lot of releasing in that time. So everything that came after wasn't as impactful. You know, I still feel it in waves and I still feel the energy moving and surging through the space that we're in, you know, and this interlocking of these energies. But what I want to people to understand here in this moment, as we are in this space of creation and recreation, or recreation and creating, it just depends on how this, you look at the cycle. And as Rebecca was talking about moments ago, how everything and how we've been talking about for the past few weeks, you know, is that as we are moving and shifting into fourth density, into 4D energy, that people always skip over 4D and people want to jump into 5D, but you can't. So you have to allow the shedding of the old belief system, the old relationships, the old of everything, old everything, nothing that, everything that's in your suitcase, everything that's in your trunk, everything that's in your baggage, unpack it and be done. Because now it's the time to be done with all of that. Because if it didn't serve you then, it won't serve you when you're going through fourth density energy as you move up into five density. And what Rebecca talked about before we got on the show that we didn't talk about is how people who are still tied into that old energy, into the old 3D energy, and how they still have that belief system anchoring in, so they are still holding on to what makes them feel better, what makes them feel good. So that's the 3D energy of the anchor of the older beliefs. But as we move into 4D, the anchor kind of lifts up. You know, you unanchor yourself, if that's a word. And now you move into more of a flow. It's going to be bumpy at first. It's going to be uncomfortable because it's a new belief system. I mean, what are you going to do? You're just going to allow for the belief system to take you where you have to take it, because it's you now tapping into the sacral chakra, that creative energy, mm-hmm. and tapping into your willpower, the third chakra, the solar plexus, to create what you want now as it moves up into the heart space, the fifth chakra, the energy of love. So you create with the willpower to exude the love that you want to have in this life now.
Exactly. And creating, and I think, you know, what's very important right now, which you just said of the new creation, is really tapping into that sacral, because so many people out there have really shut that space and that chakra down of tapping into that creative space, that sacral energy to bring up to the heart, and making the image in the third eye, in the crown, of opening, you know, to open that space up and to bring in that creation that you truly want and feel into everything. Yes.
No, I'm just laughing inside my head because there are two things that are coming to mind. The first thing is making me laugh, but the second thing is more serious. And what's making me laugh is how we talked on the phone yesterday. Rebecca and I talk frequently. And I was talking to her because I was going through an emotional space, you know, especially, you know, about finances and things like that. And she's like, yeah, Hillis, why don't you go ahead and tap into some of that sex magic? And I'm like, sex magic? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And so it was that moment. And so for anyone who doesn't know what sex magic is, we can talk about it for another show. I mean, we could leave it for another show, but what I want to lead back to is more of a serious space is, you know, I work with a lot of people who had sexual abuse and mm-hmm. various forms of trauma, which kind of shuts down the sacral chakra, which is that energy of creation, the sacred womb space, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And even guys, it's not just women, but men as well, where this energy gets shut down. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from actual physical sexual abuse. It can just be in the way in how someone addresses you or talks to you or acknowledges you. It's in that space or vein of the same energy. Abuse is abuse.
And I'm going to interrupt too. And the biggest abuse that we experience is the abuse that we put upon ourselves. Indeed. Shutting our creative section, shutting ourselves down and setting that, you know, self-sabotaging ourselves all the time. So we don't allow ourselves to receive the creation that we can truly create because we keep ourselves locked down by sabotaging ourselves.
Yes. Okay. All right. Personal story time.
The basket. Cosmo is acting up. Cosmo's being high maintenance today. So I was telling him what a cookie was.
So no, and I'm being guided to share the story. And I usually, and it's odd in how my personal stuff just comes up when we share these shows now. So I'm being guided to express to you, to share to you, you know, one space in anyone's life and where you felt you were sexually violated. And for me, one of my times is when my mom caught me masturbating.
Oh my gosh.
So just imagine how horrified I was and how that energy in itself can shut down that sacral chakra, that creative space. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't malice. It wasn't harmful in any way, but it's just the, you know, the doing the thing that a teenage boy does to you know, the curiosity of that, to the exploration of that.
And that energy. Oh, go ahead.
No, and just... And just in the flow of the self-exploration is the space of creativity. And that's, you know, and there, while, yeah, there was energy that was stunted. There was stuff that was stunted. And so now, you know, we've all experienced this. And so now it's time for us to really tap into that magic book now.
Yes. Oh, no, what I was saying was that, you know, in that situation, look, and a lot of people... by that or something else, you know, we'll go in and harbor that guilt and that shame and that blame and that, you know, all that is nonsense, you know, feelings that we bring upon ourselves that we don't need to carry anymore. We don't need to live with that. We really need to step into the love and to know that was part of our experience to grow to this point in time right now in order to expand and be who we truly are.
Yes, exactly. And I want to just address, I'm unsure how to pronounce your name, but I would just bring the comment up so you know. And there was a reason why this came up today. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where my trauma is. And so, my dear, if you want to work with me one-on-one, which I feel you will benefit greatly from, that we can assist you in clearing this trauma, clearing this anxiety, because I've worked with a lot of people who have been molested as children, who have been sexually abused at some point or another. So thank you for allowing yourself to, I'm not going to post what you posted, but thank you for sharing that little bit of yourself to acknowledge that, yeah, we all have this. And so now it's time for us to really, to really step into this space. And so, yeah, thank you for that. And for John,
Go ahead. Oh, I was saying, and don't let that experience, it's time to take your power back from those experiences by opening up to the forgiveness for those people. You know, you have to forget that part of the experience, but, you know, it's opening up to the forgiveness of letting go of that and take your power back and don't give them power anymore. And that's the key to bring those soul fragments back to us. I mean, bring those parts of souls that we left out there back to ourselves and bring our power back to us.
Indeed. And I want to just show what John mentioned here. And thank you, brother, for being on today, first time watcher, where he talks about physical, mental, sexual abuse. I'm familiar with it all, almost indescribable the feelings you go through. So, yeah, and he's fortunate to be here at the live. So, yeah, so exactly. And what you said, Rebecca, is really important. I just want to add on to that to where, it's not necessarily always the forgiveness of the other people. It's more so all about the forgiveness of self too. And
Exactly.
I talk about this a lot on the show because it came to a deeper understanding of the terminology. And I'm being a poet, being a writer, I'm very picky about the words and the definitions and how they're used. And so when I understood, how Neil talked about Neil Donald Walsh and how he talked about the word forgiveness
Yes.
and how he talked about how God doesn't require forgiveness, especially with the story that he shared about him spilling the milk at the table and that his grandfather didn't wasn't upset with him because
Yes.
a child does what a child does. I mean, and I compare this to the sexual abuse, but more so of the definition of the forgiveness or understanding, because the grandfather didn't offer forgiveness. The grandfather wasn't upset. The grandfather understood because he's a child, and the child is going to make mistakes. The child is going to knock over a glass of milk, or the child is going to do all these things. But it's more so of the understanding, and this is what the kind of work that I do is to help us understand what happened, why it happened, and what took place. And so, yes, forgiveness is just a tiny porthole into the path or foresight of the path to the broadness of the understanding that we receive when we allow for that understanding to have happened, when we step into that space. And so now, with this energy of fourth density coming in, it is now us time for us to drop the forgiveness and step into the depth of understanding to explore, if you will, in that sacral chakra energy, in that creative space, to explore the space of this new creation that this fourth density is offering us now.
And in that creation too, it's also it's stepping into a way of, growing up, and I know a lot of people, we've never been, a lot of people stuff their emotions down and stuff their feelings down and stuff everything down. And as we talk about all the time, we are moving into to learning the language of vibration, to learning the language of energy, to learning the language of an intangible world that we've never been in before. And in that, it's time for everyone to start getting out of the stories. The stories are just the experiences that happen, really allowing yourself to step into the energy and the feelings around it, because the stories don't matter. Everybody has the same story, basically. If because the key is the emotional trigger behind the story. So everybody's story, everybody has the same triggers. And that's the key right there, is learning to recognize the energy that's hidden inside and allow yourself to feel, no matter what that is, allow that to express out of you so everyone can move on to the next level and move into the next beingness of what we need to do to move into the energy, so you're not fighting the ebb and flow so much, and you can navigate and flow with the creation to open up to that energy to bring that world together for yourself.
Indeed, and what makes this all possible, and I mean, I'm sitting here doing my best not to cry because this is a very emotional energy that we're all sitting in right now, and we suffer through the story that we tell because we're not, and I just want to preface this by saying I'm not labeling anything. I'm just being in the space of the observer because I too was in this stream of energy. I too was in this space of belief. So as we suffer through our own story, as we play the hero and the victim of our own story, it is as we create it to be from the limited space of the trauma, of the pain, of the shame, the guilt, the anxiety, all the suffering that we have, because without the story, who are we? Mm-hmm. Without the attachment, who are we? Mm-hmm. And it is in that fear of letting that story go. It is in the fear of letting that attachment go. It is the fear of losing our identity because we identify to the story that made us who we are. I mean, if you look at celebrities, if you look at other people that do the kind of work that we do, they have a story to tell. Mm-hmm. But without that story, who are they? I mean, look at well-known people that do the work that we do. Look at other authors and speakers and healers that do the work that we do. 10 years, 20 years later, most of them are still telling the same story without that evolution. Mm-hmm. I have many stories to tell. And trust me, I mean, I was in bed last night thinking about what am I going to put in this book and this memoir that I want to put together. And it's like, and none of these stories define me anymore, but they're just stories. They're just experiences. And so when you allow them just to be experiences and not stories that you identify with, that makes up your identity as a person, that makes up who you are, that makes up this carbon-based being, that where your cells are in tuned to hearing the words that are coming out of your mouth, listening to your own thoughts that create your human experience, because you create your own human experience. You create what you create by the words you speak, the thoughts you think, and the energies that you put out. So be mindful, people, of what it is that you're doing right now in this great time of transformation here on the planet. I mean, there's no story there.
No,
it's just an experience.
We're all movie stars creating our own movie.
That should be on the t-shirt.
What?
That should be on the t-shirt.
Oh, I know. I was thinking about that this morning. I got to start doing a line of t-shirts. I was in my dream. So thank you for that. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's so fun when you can get to the point of, you know, I know the universe was really challenging me today, you know, because I always go out and all these crazy ass stuff. My dog, you know, wanted to walk on a wanted to take a walk. So she changed my GPS and ended up on this freaking parkway. It was full of ice. I had to walk. Oh, it was like a craziness thing. But I got so frustrated. I'm like, where am I going? And why is this happening to me right now? And I'm supposed to be going this way. And the snow starts coming. And I was just, you know, it was just reminding me over and over, just relax. Because then we took the walk and then everything fell into place and it happened for a reason. You know, all these things were showing me getting caught up. I was getting so caught up in the anxiety of what was going on instead of relaxing and allowing the flow of what was happening, even though it wasn't what I was trying to control.
Yeah.
In my ego, trying to control the situation. And when I stepped back to realize everything went through, I'm like, oh, the universe was doing this to teach me this. And it was just so beautiful. It's like, okay, so reminding me and to step back and just allow to happen, even if you're in the middle of some crazy stuff happening, you've just got to take a breath and just allow it to unfold and not get yourself all worked up, because it's part of our journey.
Indeed. And, you know, as we are moving in this space, moving in this amazing time, it is now, you know, time for us to step into our world of mastery, because as just want to make this clear, Mother Earth herself is in fourth density right now. Mm-hmm. The planet we are inhabiting is in fourth density right now. It is up to us.
Fuck us off.
Yeah, exactly. And and so we have to catch up to her energy. And in order to do that, we have to step into the role of mastery of self. Mm-hmm. You know, and even I, Rebecca, you know, people are not excluded from this. And this space of mastery. I mean, we learned to master 3D, you know, be it what it was. But sometimes, you know, when you're in 3D, you know, those energies don't line up if you're a higher vibrating being. So it's a bit more challenging to align to the lower density energies. But now we're like 4D. It's like, okay, let's rock with this. I can do this all day.
With 4 and jumping into 5 and back and forth. And give yourself... And I'm going to say, give yourself a fucking break.
Yeah.
Just honor and love yourself no matter what is going on. Give yourself a break, because it is crazy for cuckoo nuts out there right now. Between everything that's happening in the stars, on the earth, and everywhere else. And in the middle of transformation, in the middle of everything shifting, in the middle of everything changes, and, you know, meteorites flying over and asteroids and whatever else is going on, you know, I say every time, whoever has chosen to come here during this time is one badass. And remember that, because we chose to come here in probably one of the most challenging times in the history of this planet with what's happening with this universe and what's happening with the energies and what's happening with the planet, you know? And so just remember that when things get tough and things, just remember that. The badass.
Becca's anyway. A good reminder of that.
I am.
She's a good reminder. She reminds me, it's like, remember when you did? I'm like, oh yeah. Yes, especially the whole bonfire. Oh,
my gosh. was Mountain Man. I was
like, and those pictures will remain in my vault until I get ready to release them.
Oh, I saw one the other day with you and the fish. I was going to send it to you. I wonder if I could bring it up on the screen.
Oh, no. I have that one. No. But we are all being asked to step up in different ways and master this fourth density energy, because those were in 3D, mastered it. Now you're in 4D or going back and forth. Now you got to master that. Me, myself, and I know Rebecca is too. We're going between 5 and 4 density energies. Yeah. I mean, there's no one on the planet, maybe except for one person who I know, and not naming any names, who is probably consistently or more so in 5D than anyone else. Mm-hmm. That I know of right now.
Yeah.
And that's one person out of like maybe, I don't know how many people I know. Mm-hmm. So we all have a lot of work to do. And while we are going to get our work together.
And I want to say also, I noticed that's coming up a lot, is the lion's been coming up a lot with people who are drawing cards and things. And it's a reminder to me for everyone to remember. And I just feel like I need to share it right now, is, the courageousness in your heart, everybody truly has. And to step into that energy, to believe in you, that everything that's happened to you, no matter what it has been, you've lived through it. You've made it through. You're still here. You're standing. You don't have to hold on to that old stuff. And you were courageous enough to make it through that. And you're courageous enough to move through what is happening right now and to soar. So,
yes.
That's all I need to say.
And you spoke one of my favorite little personal quotes. You know, when I've been through it, when I've had enough, or when I'm just ready to move on, one of the things that I like to say is, nothing can be done to me that has not already been done before.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm 45 years old, so it's like, you know, okay.
You're hundreds of years old, so you've played out a lot of stuff, Hillis.
Well, 45 Earth years, and probably like 2,045 years altogether.
We all do. You know, it's just all a big old game. Us humans make it so difficult when we don't have to.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's the whole 3D human experience. Yeah. But now it's time for spirit questions. And we might cut it a little short tonight only because Miss Janet Jackson is airing her documentary tonight. So if you guys have been following me, even if you didn't, and if you don't know how huge of a Janet Jackson fan I am, then you just don't know me.
He's trying to force me. He's like, you have to watch. I'm like, no. It's okay.
But my dear, I wish I knew how to pronounce your name, but I love you. I love your energy. And thank you for following me, connecting with me on Facebook. I really appreciate you and honor your presence and your courage to step into something new.
Real quick, since Angela's been joining us this evening, do you have anything to share that you would like to? I'm putting her on the spot because she's sitting right here and I know she wants to talk. Of course I am. And your hair looks beautiful.
Oh, please.
Do you want to share something just about everything that's, you know, she's had her own journey, and we'll have her on another time for a full show. Would you like to share anything with everyone?
Of course. I'm delighted and thank you for taking the time to even let me speak on here. We're really enjoying each other and just, you know, this transformation time, you know, of passing through different quantum leaps and things like that. You know, our body kind of goes through almost like a jet lag, you know, And I've been experiencing that and learning how to navigate through those emotional and soul type energies. And some of them, dog hair, some of them are difficult to navigate, because it's like, what is old paradigm? What is the old shift? And how is this, you know? And even the experience I shared with you earlier with the cut of my hand, it's like, I thought I divorced that kind of contract, you know, and it's no more suffering. But we learn within our suffering and our hard times, even during the transitions, that we can turn things into empowerment, into gold. It's like, it's alchemy. It's perfect, you know, spiritual alchemy of, you know, it's more than it. It's just a concoction of it. It's body, soul, spirit alchemy that takes these things that are just so heavy and so hard and painful, and somehow with our spirit connection and our just experience, and just through that connection we have through spirit, that we can turn things into gold. And it's been amazing for me. So that's all I say is that I can share sometimes some, yeah, I've got stories too, but I don't tell those stories unless it's appropriate. Because I've been telling stories for weeks and months and years, and I'm writing books about
it. We all can.
We all can. And that's the whole thing, is we all have a story, but the point is, you know, what did you take away with that? And, I know that everything that is everlasting is love. And if you can take away love from your most terrible experience, then you turn something lead into gold. So yes, that's all I got to say.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you so much, Angela. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure meeting you. And thank you for your insight formally on the stage. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Angela. I appreciate it. She has been wonderful this evening assisting me with Cosmo, who has been trying to express himself all evening, running around biting everyone. I don't know where he is now. he's been doing his own expression. So he has been in the energy of everything this evening. So joining us.
Yeah,
I think you saw him a couple times.
And so I'm just going to call you Miss Mays.
Miss Mays.
Oh. Yes.
Celinda.
Yes. So Miss Mays, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to express what needs to be expressed in this moment for you, Miss Mays. And so what is being asked of you, first of all, the guys want to express to you your diligence and your courage to put up and deal with the energy you dealt with for the 20 plus years of your life, and wanting to release that energy and wanting to move through it and now it's time to let it go. And so now, you guys know I dislike it when you guys do this, because I'm not all about this whole self-promotion thing, but Miss Mays, I'm being given the sign that it's time for you to work with me. You had to work with me to move through and get into 5D energy, because the weight, the baggage, everything that you're carrying is so heavy that it's weighing you down. It's almost like you're drowning in it sometimes, and you don't know a way out. And like you're surrounded in water in this room and no direction of where to go. And I see that, so Rebecca, you had a name, right? But all this trauma and everything that you are carrying, it's time for you to let that go.
You've been blessed by the angels. It's a little feather fell off in front of Angela. Mm-hmm. See a little feather.
Yay. Fell. And do you have anything for Miss Mays?
Yeah, what I'm feeling with Miss Mays, I feel that she's been going through a lot of heaviness and a lot of things that are going on, being out and giving herself away everywhere, and taking on a lot of people's stuff. And she needs to stop that and start to step in taking care of herself, and knowing when she gets frustrated and she gets, I saw a little comment earlier before, and I want to react to that as well. You know, the anxiety and everything, you know, I've learned one thing about myself. When I get really in anxiety, and I have to step back and say, where am I not honoring myself? And I feel that you're getting caught up a lot in not honoring yourself and then getting frustrated because you're not giving the self-love to you. So what I'm feeling for you, sweet love, you know, you have a lot of heaviness around you, and that is not bad if you have heaviness around it. It's just a lot you're holding on to. It's time to do some internal and go into your heart and go into the silence and go into the space within that you have been afraid to look at. There's a part of you that have been really afraid to look at some old past traumas, and you need to embrace those right now as your ally, of your teacher, of the leader that you're about to become once you can face and become allies with your biggest fears.
Yes. And there's more stuff that keeps coming in, but I feel it's a very personal, and you know how I feel about, you know, personal stuff. I don't air anything that comes personally through on the show.
It's she said how to pronounce her name.
Yes.
Oh, it's German. Saglinda. Ah, sounds like da. Oh, Saglinda. Did I say it right?
I don't know. See, since I'm to an audience, I have to hear. You know, have to hear. And so once I hear it, I'll say. But anyone else with spirit questions tonight?
I don't know. I think Bridget had some things she had put up earlier when we were going through some stuff about forgiveness.
I think she was just saying thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And welcome, Bridget.
Yes.
You know, Batman's not here this week either.
Oh, and our new person here, John, blessed by the best. Oh, I said it right. Thank you.
Oh, yay.
So I have my own language, so me pronouncing.
Oh, okay. So, okay. I see it now. So, Glenda. I see it now. Okay.
You're into Janet already. Hillis is kind of leaving, aren't you?
Not at all. I am here for you all first. Because honestly, this brings me, you know how much I love doing this every week.
I know. I'm just being honored tonight because I'm in the mountains.
Yeah. With all the snow.
We're gonna have popcorn.
Hey, And so, Indigo, do you have any cards for Indigo, my dear? Are you as he's shuffling?
Yeah, I'm shuffling. Is Patty okay?
Yeah, I feel there's like a lot of anxiety around the two of you right now because there's like all this unsettling of where am I gonna go? Or what are we gonna do? Or when is our homecoming? There's like all this worry and anxiety around you guys right now, and so what I'm being
it's his mom, that's the anxiety.
Yeah And so what I'm also being asked for you guys to relax, to take a breath and just allow for the flow of energy, and it will greet you. You know, like a fresh breath, like a morning breath, and just ease into that, because all this anxiety, all this worry is stopping and putting bumps in the flow for you guys.
Yeah, I'm feeling this.
No, it's confirmation.
And Indigo, I'm feeling around Patty. I feel there's a lot of anxiety around his mom and everything like that. And do your best to support him during this. But however, you need to detach from the emotional part of you, part of that, as much as you can, and don't let him project stuff on you. Because I'm feeling you have a lot you need to manifest and a lot you have to be in your beingness right now, and you need to connect from that. Disconnect from that and not allow that into your field. But be there to hold space for him, if that makes sense, and be there to, you know, have compassion to hold him as he goes through and support him. However, don't allow that to affect where you are right now, because you're moving in another direction as far as things are going, and you need to keep yourself centered so you can be that little miracle manifester you truly are, but don't allow yourself to get sidetracked. And I know it's hard right now with what's going on, but do your best to stay in that alignment. What happened? Are we seeing through the veil?
Yes. My screen came down. See, it's spirit energy. I mean, the energy is strong tonight.
Oh, it's very strong.
It could be
Los Angeles.
I also have my little buddies with me
here.
Yeah. It also could be my little buddies too. I have little buddies with me tonight.
Your name Yes, yeah. Hillis is doing his crystal thing again. We're going to have to cut him off soon.
Janet will cut him off.
Janet's going to cut him off.
No more crystals. No, but the thing is, so it was a reason why I was supposed to bring this one. And so this here is a labradorite.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a symbol for me of abundance. Mm-hmm. Because it was gifted to me with a purchase of something else that I ordered. And this guy is very special. Because if you guys know anything about labradorite, they are the magicians.
Yes.
They are the alchemists.
And the new moon is right around the corner. To create something new. Nice.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And yes, I'm so glad that you resonate with that message, Indigo, because there's so much energy that's moving in. I mean, I got a little sidetracked, as you can see.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all everything good, either way.
Yeah. And then that's what's happening right now. Everything's crumbling down around us that we just have to stay within our beingness of who we are. And that's part of the balance of just having fun with it when things fall down and your dog jumps on you and is biting everyone and the screen. But, you know, that's all part of being in that new play. You know, it's all about bringing that inner child out and playing and being with the flow. So, Bridget wants a message. I knew I felt something with Bridget.
It is.
By the way, message me off channel. Maybe you can, we can go up to the mountains sometime.
Yeah, and actually, I was going to ask you if you could pull the card for me.
No.
Okay.
I talk to you daily. I give you readings daily. I'm just kidding. I would love to pull a card for you, Hillis.
I know, and so.
I'm being Janet. I'm being nasty.
And so, Bridget, my dear, I guess this is, you know, not just for you, but for everyone who's watching, Bridget, it's time for you to really come out of your shell. It's only time for you to step into this energy of emergence, for you to step into this being, this soul, this energy that you are supposed to be. There's this this hindrance, this lock that you put on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to now give yourself the key, the permission to be yourself, the permission to emerge into your beauty, into your energy, the boldness of who you are, and no longer take a back seat, if that makes sense to you. And whatever shifts and changes that happen around you, especially if it's work-related, allow it. Allow the changes, step into the changes, and be patient with this energy, and for you to speak your truth as this happens. And it's important for you to speak your truth as this happens, because only you know what you want, and only you can ask for what you want. And so now you have to speak your truth and manifest it. Manifest what you want through your voice. Rebecca?
And just remember, Bridget, you are worthy to receive everything you truly desire, which you've not been able to receive. And just remember to step into that. And remember also, you know, to step into that fire inside of you. Allow that to ignite. You shut it down and it's time to open it back up. It's time to claim. And this is for everyone, you know, it's time to claim. It's time to claim who you are and light the fire within inside of you to be the miracle you truly are and to manifest that in the world.
Yeah.
It's not time to let others take our power away. And that's something that needs to be stepped into a lot, Bridget, as I'm feeling with you right now, is to, with the voice and with everything else, to step forward and claim that you've been denying from yourself with the self-sabotage that you do to yourself. It's time to let that go and claim you.
Yes, 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 indeed. I just wanted to address our Miss Mays here for a moment before we get to Miss M. And so in regards to the headaches, you can watch a video I think I did 2-3 weeks ago about the ascension symptoms, because I feel this is what's going on with you. And the more that you hold on to stuff, the more that anyone, and this is for everyone, the more that you hold on to the baggage, the more you hold on to the attachments, the heavier the ascension symptoms are. The more that you let go, the more that you release, the lighter and the less intense the ascension symptoms are.
And drink lots of water. And also a great thing I've always learned is take the third eye and kind of just rub it. And then both sides here, and just run your fingers, which kind of releases kind of that energy up there. And there's meridian points.
Yeah, but even here,
and even here, release those points. Sometimes that really helps. And Hillis, I did draw a card for you.
Oh, okay. Yay.
So you went in.
And there goes the rest.
What?
It all came up. I'm telling you, it's high energy.
Very cards, because I'm working with them right now. But, you know, so the card that came up, and I'm just going to show it to you. Our Lady of Quiet Blossoming. So what I see for you, Hillis, is that you are moving into the peace within you and about to blossom at a whole nother level of where you've been.
Thank you, my dear.
You're claiming that true peace inside of you, which you've been struggling with. And once you find that peace and grasp that peace, the blossom will happen.
Thank you.
So there you go.
It all came down.
Here's your insight.
Thank you. And then for Miss M, and welcome to the show, Miss M. Hopefully you'll be a regular watcher, regular viewer. We do appreciate your presence and energy to the show.
Oh, there's M. I'm like, who's Miss M?
You know what's interesting, there's like this whole what I'm being shown is like this tornado like energy.
I feel frenzy.
Yeah. But what this is saying to me is like there's this storm of energy happening around you, but you're in the center of this energy. And whether the center of this energy can represent one of two things, that you are maintaining your peace and the calm in the center of all of this, or you have this great strength, this great resolve to step into being the space of observing everything and not impacting or directing it. Is there, because there's like a lot of stuff happening around you. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. The face of Rebecca says it all. And so what I'm being guided to express to you is for you to find your peace, find your calm, find your center in all of this, and stop allowing yourself to be pulled in many different directions, as it is when you are, especially in this time of transformation. You need to take time for yourself, take time for who you are, honor yourself, honor your presence, honor this energy as you are. Give time for yourself, because what they're showing me is me being someone who's always on the go, or always something I have to do, something that has to be done. Allow yourself to take that time. Allow yourself to find that peace, calm, center, and take the time for yourself, for self-love.
Exactly. And it's time for you as well to ignite that inner fire that you have been running from.
Yeah. Yeah. Own it, my dear.
Share compassion for yourself.
Yes.
And I just pulled you a card too. So choose to be love. Do what is right for everyone involved. Offer a helping hand. That's from Angela. She drew that card for you, love.
I love that one.
The goddess of mercy.
I love that one. And Mickey, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Miss you guys.
Oh, we have another feather and a stink bug.
Ah. Hello, beautiful souls. I'm so struggling with it. I'm sorry for missing you both. Much love. So I know you probably haven't asked for a card, Mickey. But this will be the last one for the night before we do the tune-up because, well.
Janet's on. Let's get real here.
Hey, she's a guy.
And you're in the real world. I love Hillis. Can I say, I am so happy your screen fell down. It's like you put down the veil and you learn. We get to see the real truth. We get to see behind the veil tonight. Look at the transformation on this show, people.
See it happen. See it happen in live color.
See, in spirit works the way it works and it how does. It works. So just it take it as the message of the night.
It's all coming. It
was we just moved into fourth density on this show, people.
You are moving up, brother.
So, my dear Mickey, you know, this is, I've,
shit.
What this they're showing
coming out for everyone. Our there lady, light blossoming, finding peace. I think we're all in the same.
That's the card for all.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a huge message from Mother Mary tonight.
Yeah.
So
and it's the sacral chakra energy, the space of creation.
Be still and know.
Be still. Be the calm and be the clarity in the chaos.
But what is also coming through to me for you, Mickey, is to somehow start having physical exercise, physical movement in your day, whether it's walking, light stretching, something for you to help to move the energy in the body, because that's going to help you to allow yourself to be centered and grounded into the space that you are, and to allow the energy to transform as you find your peace, because this is part of finding who you are, finding out who you are. And it is a lot happening right now. And so finding your peace through movement will help you in the stillness. I mean, sitting and meditating is fine, but right now you need physical movement is what I'm being shown for you.
I'm also feeling right now, and I don't know, are you having trouble sleeping at night? If that is a yes, it just came to me, the start taking warm showers in the middle of that. I don't care if it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to help move that energy. I was feeling like when you're sleeping, your body's starting to clam up, and energy's running through it, that taking a warm shower and a hot shower, even if you have salt to throw over, and resetting your energy will help you move that through. Yes, so much trouble. Okay, Maggie, try taking a shower. And I don't care if it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I've experienced this myself, but it came through me to share to you the warm shower. And for everyone out there having trouble sleeping, that it resets your, there's something about the warm water and the moving water helps to reset and integrate that. So if that's something you're having trouble with, that's what's coming through for you, Mickey.
And also I want to add to that, valerian root or blue valerian root is one of my favorite go-tos. I mean, when I was having trouble, I would take valerian root, it would knock me right out for the night, so I'm good. But guess what time it is, people?
Is it time for the tune-up?
It is time for the tune-up.
So I make it extra long so you miss Janet?
I'm going to leave
anyway. I would never do that to you. What?
I'm going to leave anyway.
You're leaving?
No, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
Okay.
So,
am I doing the tune-up tonight? Yes, I will do sounds.
And I will connect to everyone in the space, connect to you, connect to those who are watching now and later to bring the energies here. So for those who are all now watching present and in the future, honing and connecting all these divine energies, funneling through to myself, through to Rebecca, holding and honoring this space.
And what I'm getting right now before I start this, really, what we talked about earlier and what was very prevalent on the show was abuse in so many levels. And so I want everyone right now, when I do this sound, they're telling me right now to everybody to kind of to tap into that abusive energy that you still hold it in your body. If you have to bring up a story real quick to tap into that energy, it's all about the energy. Don't get wrapped up in the story at all. But if that helps you get into the emotional body around that, they want to move that out for you tonight with this. So this is very profound to move that energy, recirculate. They're also saying after this sound tonight, that to drink lots of water, also rest and be kind, because some of you, not everyone, some of you on here have a lot of abuse that needs to move out of your body in order to align yourself, that to be very kind, that some oil might really come up the next couple of days, some of that stuff, and to really be kind with yourself, allow it to express, sit with it, whatever's coming up, just allow yourself to sit and continue to move it out so you can release it. I hope that makes sense for everyone. So I want everybody right now to take a deep breath in. And just relax into your body. All worries are going away right now. We're opening in this moment to receive the energy vibration that comes through me this evening in order to move out what you require to move out around abuse or anything that you've been holding on to that no longer serves your DNA, any quantum entanglements, and anything else. Calling in all the guides to be with us this evening of the higher good to help us as we move into this. Take another deep breath in. And they're asking now that everyone drop down to your sacral. Feel that beautiful fire. Allow that fire to ignite. Allow that opening of creation to be created in this moment where it's been shut down. For you are free to fly. Open to receive that. Go out in the world and create you. For everyone who's listening to this now and in the future, we require you to be in that space to open up to create a beautiful new world of love from the heart and grace. Thank you. I'd like everybody right now just to put their hand on their heart and a hand on their stomach and just take a deep breath in and just bring yourself back home to you. And I thank you.
How was that?
Would you like me to continue?
No, that was good. I was brought in different energies tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for bringing that in.
Thank you for allowing me to bring it in. And yeah. Thank everyone out there who helped assist. And thank everyone on here listening for opening to receive and this and supporting us and just showing up, being who you are. So yes. Go out there and flow. Don't allow the chaos to get you down. Mm. You are a badass. Remember that. Mwah.
And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember to take care of yourself, rest, hydrate, sleep if you need to. Don't force or push yourself. Even though this was a short time, the effects may be for a day or two. So you can definitely watch this from the beginning, see all our shenanigans and all the insight that comes up. And until next week, everyone, thank you again so much and keep on exploring.
Yes, keep on exploring, you cosmic explorers. Thank you once again. Gratitude, my heart, sending so much love out to each one of you. Angela, my heart to you, sister,
to you
for being
too.
Here and joining us and wrangling Cosmo. Alex,
thank you, Angela.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Good night. See you next week. Say bye, Angela.
Blessings.
Bye.